time now for your comments. Cheryl Corley's report on author Alice Randall's The Wind Ungone, a retelling of Gone with the Wind, prompted Robert Macon to write, "Whether or not Alice Randall has crossed the line on infringing the copyright of the Mitchell estate is a question that belongs to the courts. The claim that her book is a parody brought to mind a previous spoof of Gone with the Wind. Carol Burnett as Scarlett, coming down the stairs wearing drapes complete with curtain rod and drawling, 'I saw it in the window and just had to have it.' Now that's parody." Listeners responded to the series on money, particularly the interview with a 51-year-old Pennsylvania woman who lives paycheck to paycheck. Brian Watson of Bremerton, Washington, called the listener comment line.
People like Abby are the majority of the people in this country. All the recent craze about dot-com millionaires seemed very alienating and remote to me because those people are very few and far between. But people like Abby are all our neighbors, and they form the heart of this country, and they need to be heard. Thank you very much.
Wayne Owen, a regional plant ecologist from Atlanta, corrected the introduction I read to a story about pawpaws making a comeback. The copy maintained the pawpaw was a close relative of the banana. Owen writes, "Pawpaw is in the genus Asomina, part of the plant family Anonaceae, and is related to magnolias. Bananas and pawpaws are about as closely related as lizards and cows." Jeanette Bradley of Washington, D.C. writes about my conversation with Paul Eisenstein concerning automakers' efforts to appeal to the next generation of car buyers. She says, "If NPR wants to continue to attract Gen X listeners like myself, stories about us should not be done in the format of having a baby boomer commentator reflect on how weird we are." Finally, Mario Vieira of Severna Park, Maryland, heard a profile of Cristina Branco, the fado singer. Vieira describes himself as a member of the Portuguese diaspora and a musical purist and adds, "I'm not opposed to experimentation by singers like Ms. Branco. I admit that the result may in some instances be aesthetically quite pleasing, but only the classical fado has the power to comfort my Portuguese soul and guarantee the shedding of a tear or two, as happened to me this morning." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.